Greetings, everyone. This is Diane Williams, the director of the Evolutionary Leaders Project. We are pleased to be connecting in a shared intention with evolutionary leaders around the planet who are supporting the emergence of an evolutionary leap in consciousness for the benefit of the whole. We are about to listen to a guided meditation recorded on November 1st, 2011, by our Evolutionary Leaders Circle. The purpose of this circle is to collectively inspire, support, and serve conscious evolution, which we do in partnership with evolutionary leaders around the world. We invite you to visit our website at evolutionaryleaders.net so that we can more consciously connect with each other. We're connecting this meditation in conjunction with the Institute of HeartMath, Global Coherence Initiative's Global Care Rooms. A global care focus room has been donated for the event so that participants can link with others that are also participating in this meditation. To connect, please visit globalcareerooms.org and from there, click the Events tab. On this page, you will find a link to the Evolutionary Leaders Meditation Room. An audio recording of the 11111 guided meditation will be available on this site as well as on the evolutionaryleaders.net site. And now let us begin our meditation. May the collective energy field we are about to enter join us all in oneness and open ourselves to an evolutionary impulse of the universe and allow us to fully embrace our collective mission. Please know that this meditation will take about 30 minutes and there will be silences throughout for us to ponder what we are asked to contemplate and to more deeply connect in one consciousness.
I'm Deepak Chopra and I just want to welcome you to the meditation with the evolutionary leaders. I have been very fortunate to be a part of this group, and it in fact has been very influential in furthering my own evolution and growth and experience in consciousness. Everything that I owe in my life is from the experience of meditation, and I just want us to realize that the more we do this together, the more experience we have together of the transcendent, we open ourselves creatively to the evolutionary impulse of the universe, which expresses itself through us. The transcendent is a field of possibilities. It is a field of creativity. It is a field of intentionality. And it is a field where we become closer to our source, which is now becoming self-conscious through our own nervous system. So I cannot tell you how important this is and how preliminary research already is showing that when we transcend together, then not only is our own evolutionary impulse stronger, but we affect people that we don't know, because consciousness is a field. And being a transcendent field, it is a non-local field, which is unmitigated, which means it's the robustness of its expression does not diminish with distance in space and time. It's unmediated. There's no signal that actually mediates it, because we are all in the oneness together. And it's instantaneous. The effect is instantaneous. Already studies are showing that when people meditate together, crime rate goes down, hospital admissions decrease, violence decreases, creativity increases. And so as evolutionary leaders, it's our responsibility to take the initiative. I would just say that before every meditation, spend just a minute or so visualizing the world you want to live in and the world you want your children and your grandchildren to live in, and just ask yourself, how can I be a part of that manifestation? What is the role I need to play? And you don't need to know the answer. You just need to know the question and live the question, and somehow meditation will move us into the answers through situations, circumstances, events, relationships, insights, and creativity. So once again, welcome to this great, wonderful, extraordinary experience. We're all in this together. We're all part of the transformation. We're all part of the transition team that is taking us out of the age of ignorance into the age of enlightenment. And I'm just so delighted to be part of this wonderful group consciousness. So with great respect and great awe and great wonder and great humility for this extraordinary transition that we're all going through, that we have the privilege to be in this wonderful location in space-time where we, luminous stardust beings, pulsing with consciousness, become the change agents and part of the transition team for a new planetary civilization. Good luck and God bless, and I'll be with you all along.
I'm Lynn McTaggart, and I'm going to set our collective intention for the day. Our intention is to transcend the superficial differences that divide us. Race, religion, politics, beliefs, culture, to acknowledge, experience, and honor the essential bond that unites us all as one vast interdependent superorganism. We also announce our intention as evolutionary leaders to evolve together in consciousness and action, to move beyond the competitive and individualistic mindset that forms the undercurrent of our lives in the developed world. We intend to embrace our true nature, our deep-seated impulses toward wholeness, cooperation, fairness, generosity, mutual support, and community for a peaceful, holistic, sustainable world. Thank you.
And now, Joan Borisenko.
Let's begin the delightful, insightful, and heart-opening journey of joining our consciousness as one. First, look around the room that you're sitting in. Pay close attention to whatever you're drawn to, a lamp, a plant, whatever it may be. Now, move your consciousness to another object. Notice how your awareness can go anywhere that your intention directs it to. Now close your eyes and bring your awareness inside to your breathing. Notice how the breath flows in and out in whatever way is most natural for you. Your chest moving up and down, your belly rising and falling, the air moving in and out of your nostrils. From the calm center of your breath, you can direct attention wherever you choose.
And now, Howard Martin.
I'd like to invite you to focus your attention in the area of your heart, the core of your authentic self, your intuition, and your self-security. Breathe through this area and feel the field of energy produced by the heart, interconnecting with a larger field of consciousness. Now send compassion to yourself. A soft, gentle energy that cares for you and honors you for all you do. Radiate a feeling of compassion and care to all the people participating in this meditation and to all the people serving to help create a new and better world. Expand this radiation now to humanity and the Earth itself to help facilitate people and our planet through the changes taking place during this time of great challenge and greater opportunity.
And now, Stephen Dynan.
So from the center of your heart, I invite you to begin expanding beyond your body, beyond time, beyond identity. Your consciousness is now expanding to become limitless, reaching deep into the universe, beyond all separation. Feel the vastness of the cosmos, witnessing the unfolding of life. And from this state of expanded consciousness, feel the sense of separation dissolve between you and other people. Welcome all of them as a part of your larger self. Extend them the love that is part of your true nature. And in this expanded state, visualize the dissolving of separation between races, classes, nations, political parties, religions, genders. Feel the residue of separation just wash away, melting in your loving awareness. See everything return to the sacred oneness beneath all forms.
And now, Catherine Woodward Thomas.
And in this moment, we awaken to ourselves as something inherent to the goodness of life, as the very essence and creative energy of life itself, understanding ourselves as a part of something that is so much larger than each of us individually. And indeed, as part of this larger evolutionary process of life that is seeking to move through us, as us to bring forth these greater levels of goodness and care, creativity, truth, and beauty into our own lives and into our world. For our own sake and for the sake of those who are yet to come. And in this moment, we awaken to the startling realization that we are, in fact, the co-creators of life, and that everything beautiful, everything true, everything good, everything reflective of love and peace and harmony and unity can only happen through us. That thing which we are most yearning for, have been praying for, asking the universe to bring into our lives and into our world, is actually the thing that we ourselves must begin to offer and midwife into existence. And so in this moment, we make the very adult decision to be the ones who consciously align with this impulse of goodness and care, creativity and possibility, to midwife all that we are yearning for into existence, and to recognize that indeed that we are the ones that we have been praying for.
And now, Jean Houston.
Dear evolutionary agent, dear universe in miniature, dear seed of infinite possibilities, why are you here? You are here because you have to be. You are here because the 13.8 billion year experiment that has resulted in your life is at the crossing point. You are here because you are living in an open moment, a time of many choices. What you do and how you live can make a profound difference as to whether we grow or die. You have capacities to create the new story. You are at that stage when the real work of humanity begins. Whatever calls you to your own deepest knowing, listen to the summons. Whatever urges you to move beyond the epidemic of fear into creativity, follow it. Enter now into the creative realms of the mind, wherein you find the unexpected universe available for information, opportunities, high creativity, and spiritual experience. You can select for new possibilities and turn them into probabilities for your life. You can be a co-creator in the design of social structures that enhance life rather than diminish it. Above all, that which you had deemed the extraordinary can become the ordinary and the necessary. We must pour our deepest passion into this passionate, magical opening moment. We must become a generative force. We must become the new story itself.
And now, Elizabeth Satoris.
Take a deep breath. And as you let it go, feel yourself deeply rooted through your feet into our great earth herself. Feeling immense gratitude for her 4 billion years of experience in the creation of living systems, of myriad species that came and went through periods of plenty and periods of lack, through hot ages and ice ages, through periods of calm and periods of turmoil, always taking crises that shook things up as new opportunities to experiment with different ways of life. Now feel yet more gratitude at how Earth teaches us to mature from competition to cooperation, from greed to generosity.
And now, Bruce Lipton.
Realize that each of us is an active contributing participant in creating our present. Our new responsibility of collectively tending the garden rather than fighting over its turf elicits a miraculous planetary healing. Now, visualize a critical mass of people truly owning this belief in their hearts and minds and actually living from this truth, for our world will have emerged from the darkness in what amounted to a spontaneous evolution.
And now, Jack Canfield.
And now, take a moment to imagine a world in which all businesses, all governments, all schools are focused on cooperation rather than competition, on love and trust rather than fear and control, on honoring and celebrating diversity, on service and sustainability rather than accumulation and greed, on inclusion and collaboration rather than secrecy and divisiveness, on social justice and meeting the physical, emotional, social, and spiritual needs of all the people, and where decisions are made that consider the highest good of all concerned, including all life on Earth.
And finally, Barbara Marx Hubbard.
Feel yourself to be a member of this one planetary body. Sense within yourself your deepest heart's desire to be, to express, to connect, to love, and allow yourselves to experience all of this simultaneously happening throughout the planet as our planetary nervous system is now connecting us heart with heart, center with center, as we begin to feel ourselves to be members of this one body, and for a moment rise up like the astronauts did. See the Earth from the perspective of space. Feel it as a living body, struggling to coordinate, connecting itself throughout the whole, and at one instant in time, allow it to feel itself as a whole. And realize within yourself that we are one, we are whole, we are good, we are connected, we are born as a co-evolving, co-creative humanity. And as we open our collective eyes, we allow the light from within us and the light from beyond us to join as we realize we are born into a universe of infinite, immeasurable intelligence. And allow that love of the universal process of creation to flood into our hearts as we smile together. Feel the love and share the love with all.
On behalf of all of the members of the Evolutionary Leader Circle, we wish to thank you for being with us.